Hey, there's Darius Farooq. Journaling is one of the best strategies for improving yourself. It makes you more accountable, it improves self-awareness, and it helps you to stay focused on what really matters. Now, the funny thing is that you know that journaling is beneficial, right? There's so much stuff on this, but there are a lot of things that we know we should do, but are not doing. Why is that, right? Well, often we don't know how to journal. So let me share three tips with you in case you want to start with journaling. The first tip is get clear on your why. For me, there's only one reason to keep a journal, to improve myself. That's the only practical reason I can think of. Why else would you keep a journal? I see journaling as a self-improvement tool. You truly get to know the quality of your thoughts when you write them down, right? Even if you never look back at your notes, you still get a lot of benefits from the process of journaling. And once you're clear on your why, you want to make journaling very easy, right? If you make the process too complicated, you'll probably stop. Why is that? Well, we often don't know how to journal. So let me share four tips with you in case you want to start with journaling, right? So the first tip is get clear on your why. For me, there's only one reason to keep a journal, and that is to improve myself. That's the only practical reason I can think of, right? Why else would you keep a journal, right? I see journaling as a self-improvement tool. And you truly get to know the quality of your thoughts when you write them down. Even if you never look back at your notes, you'll still get a lot of benefits from the process of journaling. And once you're clear on why you journal, you want to make things easy for yourself, right? If you make the process too complicated, you'll probably stop. So the next three tips are about making the process simple, right? So let's go to tip number two. Journal about your activities. Just write what you've been doing, right? You can either do it in the morning or in the evening, but it really doesn't matter when you do it. Just try to write about what you've done during the past 24 hours, right? When I journal about my activities, I record what time I went to bed, what time I woke up, you know, what I worked on, who I talked to, or what book I'm reading, you know, stuff like that. It's all very obvious. And some people say, well, I don't know what to write. And I ask, what time did you wake up today? There you go. You have something to write about. Just writing about obvious and mundane things will help you to get started. And that's one of the most important things about journaling. All right, here's tip number three. Journal about what scares you. There's no better way to address your worries than writing about them. If you worry about something, it seems way worse if it just stays in your head. When you start writing down what you're stressed about, you can start thinking about how you're going to solve the problem that's causing you stress in the first place. So I've been journaling about my fears for a long time now, and it truly helps. The key is to put things out in the open for yourself, right? Then, if you can change some things, create a plan. And if you worry about the things that are outside of your control, accept those things. It's as simple as that. And then finally, tip number four, journal about your decisions. You can use your journal as a feedback mechanism. By second-guessing your own decisions, you can use your journal as a feedback mechanism by second-guessing your own decisions. So, for example, you can ask yourself something like, should I quit my job? Then, answer that question from multiple angles. What are the pros? What are the cons? What are the outcomes? The goal is to turn it into an exercise, right? But at some point, you still want to make a decision. The goal is not to cause indecision. Always keep that in mind. The goal is to clarify your thoughts. And sometimes you can only do that by putting them on paper. All right, there you have it. Now, all you have to do is open a new page in your physical journal or a document in your digital journal and start writing. Today is the first day of my daily journaling habit. There's this weird thing. When you write things down, they become very real. Start journaling and see it for yourself. All right, I hope you found this useful. If you did, feel free to share it with a friend or hit the like button. And finally, check out my free mini course called Wealth Strategies. In that course, I'll show you the strategies that I've used to become financially and also emotionally independent. You can get free access by following the link that's in the description. And like always, until the next video, take care.